This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Democratic lawmakers plan to vote on high pandemic relief payments to most Americans on Monday. The vote comes a day after President Donald Trump backed down from his fight with lawmakers over the payments and signed the $2.3 trillion pandemic aid and spending package. The bill the president signed Sunday includes $600 stimulus payments for struggling Americans. He waited several days before signing as he pushed for $2,000 payments instead and criticized funding for multiple government programs. Democrats in the House agree that payments should be higher and will vote Monday on issuing $2,000 relief checks for Americans. However, the Republican-controlled Senate is expected to oppose the measure. The distribution of an initial 200 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech across the European Union will be completed by September, a spokesman for the EU Commission said. Some German districts will not use the COVID-19 vaccine received over the weekend over the suspicion the cold chain could have been interrupted during its delivery. That's according to a district administrator who spoke to Reuters TV. Russia's big first international shipment of its vaccine, 300,000 doses sent to Argentina last week, consisted only of the first dose of the two-shot vaccine, which is easier to make than the second dose, according to Reuters. Lebanon has secured about 2 million doses of Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine, which will cover 20% of the country's nationals, the health minister said. Saudi Arabia's interior ministry extended a ban on entry to the kingdom by air, land, and sea for another week amid concerns over the new variant of the virus. This is VOA News. A Saudi court has sentenced prominent women's rights activist Lujain Al-Hathoul to nearly 6 years in prison. A state-linked news outlet said Saudi Arabia's anti-terrorism court found Al-Hathoul guilty of agitating for change, pursuing a foreign agenda, and using the internet to harm public order. Al-Hathoul called for reforms such as ending male guardianship laws and allowing women the right to drive, which they now can do. Last year, the government eased guardianship laws and allowed women to get passports and travel. Al-Hathoul has been in prison since 2018 after she was arrested, along with at least a dozen other Saudi women's rights activists. Al-Hathoul continued to advocate for human rights from jail. According to the Associated Press, she went on hunger strikes while imprisoned. The activists also alleged she was tortured and sexually assaulted during interrogations. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has reimposed a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars in the country's fight against the coronavirus. While the nation deals with a surge in cases, it is also battling a new, highly contagious variant of the virus. In a nationwide address Monday night, Ramaphosa also announced the closure of all beaches and public swimming pools in the country's infection hotspots. Those include Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Durban, and several other coastal areas. The president says South Africa is also increasing its nighttime curfew by several hours, so all residents must be at home from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. European nations have voted to approve the post-Brexit trade deal with the United Kingdom. The unanimous approval is a prerequisite for the agreement to take effect on New Year's Day. Germany, which holds the EU presidency, said the decision came Monday during a meeting of EU ambassadors. The OK had been expected ever since the deal was announced, and all EU leaders warmly welcomed it. It still needs approval from the EU's legislature, which is expected in February. The UK's House of Commons is expected to approve it on Wednesday, but a top British official said there will still be bumpy moments for businesses ahead despite the bill. Bangladesh is going to go ahead Monday with plans to move a second group of Rohingya refugees to an island in the Bay of Bengal, although rights activists have voiced strong opposition about the transfer. Bangladesh's Foreign Minister Abdul Momen said about 1,000 refugees will be relocated to what he called a, quote, beautiful resort. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.